I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. When I first dreamed of teaching college English literature, my heart was set on studying the Brontes, Charlotte, Emily, and Anne. It has been some time since I read any of the works by these women, so I'm now going to embark on reading them all again. My first is The Tenant of Wildfell Hall by Anne. I only read it twice, and I was not as impressed as I was with the other two authors. Anne Bronte was the youngest of the three, and she wrote only one other novel besides Wildfell Hall, Agnes Grey. She was born in 1820 and became close to Emily. Together, they created an imaginary world of Gondel. This work was the basis for much of their dramatic poetry. Anne drew on her experiences as a governess for the novels, and her experiences with her brother Branwell provided the fodder for Mr. Huntington, the husband of Helen. Wildfell was considered quite scandalous at the time, but Wildfell represents the first sustained feminist novel. Anne died in 1849. My attitude toward this novel has turned 180 degrees after this read. While the novel is the weakest of the Brontes, I thoroughly enjoyed this story. In a preface to the second edition, Anne wrote, "My object in writing was not simply to amuse the reader, neither was it to gratify my own taste, nor yet to ingratiate myself with the press and the public. I wish to tell the truth, for truth always conveys its own moral to those who are able to receive it." The novel opens with a letter from Gilbert Markham to his friend Halford. Markham has a crush on Helen Huntington, and he maneuvers to place himself in her good graces. Lots of obstacles are in his and Helen's way to a peaceful life. Helen is married to Arthur Huntington, and she has a son, Arthur. Arthur Sr. has gambling and alcohol problems, and Helen flees with Rachel, her lady's maid, to the sanctuary of Wildfell Hall to escape her terrible situation. She does not reveal her location to anyone except her brother. Of course, gossip and the rumor mill are fast at work as soon as news that someone has taken Wildfell Hall. Markham, already smitten, questions Helen. Anne wrote, "Do you not find it a desolate place to live in?" said I, after a moment of silent contemplation. "I do sometimes," replied she. "On winter evenings when Arthur's in bed and I'm sitting there alone, hearing the bleak wind moaning around me and howling through the ruinous old chambers, no books or occupations can repress the dismal thoughts and apprehensions that come crowding in. But it is folly to give way to such weaknesses, I know. If Rachel is satisfied with such a life, why should not I? Indeed, I cannot be too thankful for such an asylum while it is left me." While the antiquated and elevated language may be a barrier to some readers, a persistent bibliophile will quickly become accustomed to the style. These three women all have left us a fantastic set of literary marvels. The Tenant of Wildfell Hall by Anne Bronte is an exhilarating ride to one of my favorite literary periods. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown.